Peace, peace. Welcome, welcome to Fly Nubian Money, where we help Black women master their mindset and maximize their money. I'm Jade Harrell, and today we are going to talk about Drake's bodyguard being shot near the rapper's mansion. Yesterday on the platform, we definitely talked about whether this beef between Drake and Kendrick Lamar was too personal, and overnight there has been an update. So we're going to discuss that update today. Let me introduce our co-queens, our co-panelists. We're joined by Miss Athena Gardner. She's a certified public accountant, Dr. Alicia Watkins, trauma specialist and couples coach. Also, Miss Laura Lala Key. She's a veteran real estate agent. And Miss Linda E., who's an actress, model, and presenter. How y'all doing today, ladies?
Doing wonderful. How are you?
Doing well. Not really happy to hear that people are getting shot. What do y'all think about this topic?
Well, you know, I think we called it yesterday. Like, we literally all was really worried that this was going to get to this level. And little did we know that few hours later that it would. This is a very scary thing that is going on in the world. Sure, we've always had a lot of beef between, actors and musicians. And, you know, we grew up with this type of beef. But in this day, it is a totally different level. And it becomes so personal where people literally get hurt. Now, we know about Biggie and Pac, and there's always still a lot of things going around that, and even Kumo D and all them back in the day. But something is different about this. People get too involved, and then other people drag into it as well and bring that drama in, like they're trying to be on teams. And this is a very scary thing that has happened.
I agree. I think that. And yesterday we did touch upon other artists and musicians and genres that have beefs, but in particular with hip hop, when we have beef, it seems to have a higher chance of getting more violent. I noticed within other genres, they'll have beef, but it will kind of just stay within just the name calling aspect. So with hip hop, everyone always gets so nervous with beefs because it can easily escalate to some form of violence, right? Now, in this scenario, the other thing too is we don't know, nothing has been confirmed whether it's from anyone's particular camp. But the other thing with this social media age and everything going on with the internet and these, you know, fan culture, you know, Nicki has the Barbs. You know, Taylor has Swifties, and I don't know if Drake or Kendrick Lamar has a name community, but people, even if it wasn't from any of the two artists' camp, fans can get like ignited with beefs and decide to take things into their own hands. So that's another aspect of things that makes me nervous when we have these rap beefs, because you just don't know who might be incited to violence.
Absolutely.
This is no longer your call your mama fat and walk away type of beef. This is, I mean, remember, that's what you say, you'd be mama jokes back and forth. It's not that anymore.
Right. Dr. Alicia, are you going
to
weigh in?
Yeah, I can weigh in. I was just waiting on everyone else to talk. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hi. I agree with what all of you all are saying today. I mean, beefs used to be, back in the day, we would just shoot the dozens and talk about our mamas, and it would be funny, and we would like laugh about it, but we were still friends at the end of the day. And I think that because of social media, we don't have that close contact. We don't know each other very well. And so many things on social media gets misconstrued into something like writing a text message or putting a comment on someone's feed. You don't know where I'm coming from. You don't know my disposition, my intention of that. And so sometimes things can just get array, you know, just lose their time, kind of focus. So yeah, I really think that this is sad that it's come to this. And of course, this is all reminiscent of Biggie Small and Tupac beef, where it got into guns. So now this is starting to escalate into something that's very dangerous. And what kind of message are we setting for people on how to handle conflict? Like, that's the part that just kind of gets to me. that's really sad about this whole situation. Personally, listen, I'm about to turn 50, so I don't know the intricacies of this beef, but all I know is that Kendrick Lamar, in my mind, he is such an intelligent, powerful rapper. How disappointing. In my mind, he has really dropped himself down a couple of levels, because I thought he was kind of like removed himself from this sort of low life beef back and forth thing. I did listen to part of his attack to Drake, and I thought it was a low blow. I thought it was like not sincere to use somebody's trauma and things that are very hurtful and to use it against them to kind of make fun of them and make them feel ashamed of what's happened with them. To me, I just think it's unfair. I think it hits below the belt. This is not no yo mama jokes. This is escalating to something that I think is becoming really dangerous.
I, like you, went to listen to one of the songs. I mean, I meant to do it last night, but I was just like, I can't take on that right now. I'm like, I can't take on all that. But I did listen to Not Like Us. And that was one of the shots that were fired back by Kendrick. And the things that he said in there just really made me cringe. But here is something else I noticed, guys. Like when he put that diss track out, he put a picture of Drake's mansion on the cover of that. And there are marks that are indicative of being in real estate. I know all this part of these little marks, usually marks where sexual predators live. And so he put all these marks around the photo of his encampment in Canada. And you can't tell me that wasn't intentional. Something just doesn't feel right to me about that. I know that they're investigating. No one is confirming anything. But when you really listen to what has been said in there, and then you put that together with that element, it's a really frightening element. But we can't forget, guys, Kendrick is from Compton. Okay, there, and not to say doesn't anything good come out of Compton. I done sold a mini house in Compton. I feel fine. But the mentality of the streets do follow you, and you still have to live up to some type of street cred. So even though I feel like he's the intelligent rapper, yeah, because he does get deep, there is still an element of that as well.
Thank you for that, ladies. If you're just tuning in, we are on Fly Nubian Money. We're really, really excited. And today we're talking about a really serious topic, right? The update is Drake's bodyguard got shot near his mansion. And so we're talking about this. How did he get shot? Does this have anything to do with the beef or the drama? Yesterday, the Queens on the network did a panel about this, you know, these diss records, this back and forth between Drake and Kendrick Lamar, whether it was getting too personal. And we wake up this morning to news that someone has gotten harmed. So I wanted to put that out there. If you all are just tuning in, make sure you hit the like button and share. Our sponsors are the Black Business School, and we're offering a free AI stock list curated by financial experts to help you navigate the changing landscape of the market. Be sure to text Queens, that's Q-U-E-E-N-S, to 87946 to receive your free investment list today. That's Queens to 87946. And if you're just tuning in, we are being joined by Dr. Alicia Watkins, Miss Lala, and Miss Athena. So let's continue. Let me go ahead and also continue to reset the room. Just with some news, this is just what we know on the topic so far. This is out of a network out of Canada called CBC. And it says a security guard at Drake's home has been badly injured in a drive-by shooting, according to a police source. The entrance to Drake's mega mansion in Canada, the Ritzy Bridal Path, that's the name of his home, the neighborhood was taped off by officers today, right? And so we don't have any direct information. We cannot say or speculate like whether our brother, Kendrick Lamar, the rapper who has been engaged in beef diss tracks with Drake, has anything to do with this. But we also do know that fans, you know, and people, adults, they act on their own volition. So we really don't know what's going on. I also want to remind people to share and like and subscribe to this. Before I turn it back over to you all, I do want to say that I am not in any way a hip hop enthusiast. I really haven't been like up on the game with hip hop. I'm more of an R&B, neo soul, you know, reggae music type person, conscious rap, underground rap type person. But I must say, when I saw sort of this lyrical takedown of Drake by Kendrick Lamar, it warmed my spirit and it made me very, very happy, because I have seen Drake as someone who has been extremely disrespectful to Black American culture, to the rap game, and who has sort of kind of latched on to artists in order, you know, for his come up. Personally, my opinion is that a lot of his music and lyrics has perpetuated a lot of colorism. It has, it is sort of like denigrated Black American culture. Even in one of his recent diss tracks, he said, what did he say? He said that he said that Kendrick Lamar was rapping like he was trying to free the slaves. Black American culture. I do appreciate Kendrick Lamar's artistic prowess, but I also do, from a mental health standpoint, see how damaging sort of this culture of diss tracks is. And the other thing I wanted to point out, this thing has gone so viral that even Merriam-Webster tweeted the definition of the word diss. I was like, now Merriam-Webster is getting involved. So yeah, those
you know they out of touch when they got to do that.
Listen, Merriam-Webster trying to run off some clout. Okay, everybody trying to like profit off this beef. So that's not surprising to me. But you know, breaking news also. Drake's OVO store got vandalized, mm-hmm. and with this Not Like Us. So I do think that it could be coordinated. I have a question for you, Lala. Since you were talking about the photo of that aerial shot of Drake's home.
Yes.
Is that photo something someone could easily like reverse image on Google and find the address? Because because that would say that it could be anyone. It doesn't necessarily have to come from either.
No, that is very easy to do. Very easy to do. Now, some celebrities, depending on I guess their reach and whoever they pay, I guess, can have that scrubbed a little bit. But no, if you don't pay to have that done, it's so easy to take aerial shots. And even if they're pretending that someone is listing a home next to it, do the aerial shots and then sell off those types of things. So it's very, very easy to get this information. This is why I was like, nah, this is too easy. This was taken up off of that. It's so easy to do. They've done it to Kim Kardashian. They've done it to all sorts of things. Now, here's what some of the things that people do to try to hide these addresses. I think, which I can't stand the show. I've never watched it. I've watched it and then like no more. The Kardashian thing. They had people do a facade of a house that's not even theirs when they did the show, because they actually live in the valley and they didn't want people to know about it. But still, even with all this, you're still going to be able to get their complexes very easy. Very easy.
And Dr. Alicia, I want to talk about the aggression. Like, I feel like, does this beef have an element of elevated aggression? And do you feel like, because I think post-pandemic, I just noticed like for me personally, I just noticed in general pop, like patience has gone down. People are more easily irritated. People are more like aggressive across the board. Like, do you feel like maybe it's like a man testosterone thing, or you just feel like it's just that
Right now. I'm glad that you asked that question, because I mean, even though people don't like Drake, I know a lot of people don't like Drake for good reason. Okay. I can't say how I feel about Drake, but one thing that when it escalates to this point where you are invading somebody's personal property, you are vandalizing a store, I think at this point, we need to hear from Kendrick Lamar. Maybe yes. Kendrick Lamar has lost control of this, and he needs to understand the effects of his words. We all know that hip hop music has an effect on people's behavior and how they react and how they interact with each other, male-female relationships. We know that this happens. So my concern is that, is Kendrick Lamar going to speak out against the violence? He has an opportunity to use his platform, you know, to either escalate this up more, or he can use his platform to say, you know what, let's talk about emotional intelligence. Let's talk about, this is just rap music. I am airing my personal, maybe it's a personal vendetta or a personal thing that he has with seemingly J. Cole at one point, and then now Drake. I don't know who else he's going to fight with, but he's the common denominator. As much as I respect Kendrick Lamar, as a therapist, I'm seeing, okay, you are fighting with how many people now? You know,
right.
What's going on with you? And again, he's somebody that I put on a pedestal. And the fact that he's fighting with people like this, it's knocked down a couple of levels for me. And I don't know, that's just kind of where I stand. I mean, but you mentioned the pandemic, and what you're doing is you're equating this sort of beef and escalating to what's happening in the world. Okay, we got a fight going on between Palestine and Israel. It don't seem like that's not de-escalating at any point. It doesn't even look like there's an end in sight. We have an election coming up, and we got the rights and the left. It doesn't seem like any one of them are listening to each other. Any one of them are behaving in a way that's mature. So, I mean, hey, people, adults aren't being mature nowadays, and that's the world that we live in.
So do you feel like, I'm sorry, do you feel like us exposing people, like this theme of just exposing people this year, do you think that's just celebrities being immature?
I do. I really do think it's a little bit immaturity. Hats off to J. Cole. Listen, I want to say something about J. Cole.
Yes.
Why is he being perceived as weak? Because he did not want to engage in a beef.
Right.
I don't understand this. To me, non-participation with Kendrick Lamar, to me, is a sign of strength. To me, it's a sign of maturity. It's a sign of emotional intelligence. And he's not, this is how you stop escalation. You just stop interacting with somebody. If you see that somebody is attacking you and you don't want to participate in it, you just cease to participate. And then guess what? They go on to someone else, which is what Kendrick Lamar has done. He's gone on to someone else. So I think that we need to have a better way of responding to conflict, you know, in a way that doesn't perpetuate these cycles of hostility. We can do better than this.
I agree. But at what point do we have to, I mean, like, because we see our young kids look up to these artists. I know, especially in Compton, when someone makes it out of Compton, they uplift them with full arms. And I mean, they link arms and raise them up high. So if you see this, how do you distinguish and sit down and talk to your children about how this is not the way to someone that they actually see as a hero? This is a very hard thing to do with kids, because kids are going to admire who they admire. But we as parents, we still have to do our job as well and say, look, this has gone too far. This is not how you do things in the public. You know, this, you know, you don't turn the other cheek all the time, but there's sometimes that you just need to walk away. And this is a walk away situation. And I'm like you, Dr. Alicia, I'm actually really praying. That's the first thing I said to my husband when we heard about our topic is, oh my God, I hope Kendrick just comes out and says, this is stupid. This is dumb. This needs to be over. Because no one needs to die. I went and looked at all the songs. I didn't listen to all the songs, but here was the order of everything. So on March 26th, Kendrick Lamar came out with Like That. The second song was put out by Drake on April 19th called Push Ups. The third song came out by Drake, same day, Taylor Made Freestyle. Then Kendrick answered with Euphoria on the 30th, May 3rd, Kendrick answered with 616 in LA. Drake came back with Family Matters May 3rd. And May 3rd, Kendrick came back out with Meet the Grams. Then May 4th, Not Like Us by Kendrick came out. And then May 5th, The Heart Part 6 came out by Drake. Now, what we touched on yesterday in our conversation, and I highly suggested y'all go back and watch that show because that was pretty good, is that it used to be that it would take time to go in the studio and record a diss. You would be all up on your radio waiting for somebody to go, ooh, I can't wait for such and such to come back with something to say. And it would take weeks, right? Because it had to be pressed. It had to be aired. It had to be all that. But now look at this timeline, guys. March 6th, May 5th. We're on May 7th, where it's been a shooting. This is frightening speed.
Yeah, yeah, that's when you know somebody mad. When someone's like, when somebody upset, they're like, well,
even fans, even fans,
the best beats I ever can drop.
Even the fans, though, fans are, they get really particular about their artists. And I definitely am in agreement with you all. I'm not condoning violence at all. And also, when we put things out there as content creators, artists, thought leaders, and people run with it, we can't necessarily control that, but we get to be really responsible in terms of what we do put out. I was listening to Dr. Leisha. I was like, yes, she's so right. She's so right. This is so bad. Oh my gosh, it's so immature. But then the petty in me, right? Because I'm coming from, I'm an educator and I'm a national organizer, but I'm an activist, right? And so, you know, other activists that I've been engaging with on Black Twitter, we're kind of like, oh, hell yeah, it's about time that this culture vulture Drake, who's been running amok, gets checked artistically. But I did feel kind of bad for him. And the last track that Drake launched, I think it's called The Heart, he sounded defeated and hurt. And he did a whole bunch of explaining at the end. So I thought that was pretty interesting. Again, I hope none of this escalates, but this speaks to hip hop culture. I'm sorry, not hip hop culture, battle rap culture in general. Battle rap culture in America, where artists are going back and forth. And if you look at it in, you know, the dance hall community and the Caribbean community, they have sound clashes. You have a whole bunch of DJs, sound systems, DJs that get together and they get dub plate records from different artists and they go back and forth disrespecting each other. So this isn't something that is just, you know, this battle rap sort of dissing isn't, you know, unique to Black American culture. But in general, when we put these things out there, like, people definitely do react to them. So this is an interesting conversation. If you're just tuning in, we're right here on Fly Nubian Money. And our sponsors are at the Black Business School. And at the Black Business School, we're offering a free stock list curated by financial experts to help you navigate the changing landscape of the market. Please be sure to text the word Queens to 87948. That's 87948. Text the word Queens, Q-U-E-E-N-S, so you can get that good old AI stock list and, you know, be on your way, build that financial wealth. Shout out to the Black Business School. And today, if you're just tuning in, we are talking about the fact that Drake's bodyguard was, quote unquote, badly injured outside of his residence in Canada. We are joined with Miss Athena, Miss Lala, and Dr. Alicia Watkins. And we want to invite you all to like this broadcast. Please subscribe to our channel and share it. Share it. You can come over here, Fly Nubian Queen, Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. In the Queens, we will be dropping knowledge and having a variety of panels on different topics. Yesterday, if you missed the panel, y'all got to go back and catch it, because the Queens were, you know, dropping a lot of knowledge and a lot of insight about this very, very same topic. Unfortunately, today we are discussing violence that could or could not be related, but it hits literally too close to Drake's home. One thing that I did want to mention about Drake's home, Drake has showcased his Canadian mansion himself. So it's not like he was doxxed by Kendrick Lamar, because over the years, Drake has been putting up images in the location of his home, sort of showing it off. Now, I will say that these sex offender emoji flags on there is a bit egregious. I wonder if this is going to lead to lawsuits. It's one thing to say that, you know, someone is a credibly alleged offender, but to straight up accuse them is one thing. I know Black Twitter is having a field day because they are actually pulling up receipts of Drake kissing and fondling, like being all over what they say are teenage girls, right? And so there's multiple incidences of that. And so I think that Kendrick Lamar has been using that in his disses. So this is just a mess. Why can't we all just get along?
Well, I'm glad you... Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Dr. Alicia.
Okay. A while ago, I remember reading an article about rap music sales have dropped. So I just Googled it on my phone, and it said that hip hop, the combination of rap and R&B, is losing its commercial dominance, dropping its market share from 28.8% to 26% from 2022 to 23 because of the increase in popularity of Latin and country genres. And then it goes on to say on Billboard said rap songs, digital rap songs have plummeted. So these are just the highlights of some of the titles that I'm seeing here when I Google, because I do remember looking at a couple of articles not too long ago about how rap music is on the decline. People aren't coming out to the concerts like they thought they would come out to. People aren't buying into rap music as much as they would like for us. And think about it. These are stereotypes that Black men, you know, we get Black men get notoriety by playing a stereotype of being aggressive, of being mean, of being hitting below the belt. That's not manhood to me. That is not what men are about. Men are about love and protection and supporting. And here we see two men tearing each other down. When I see rap music and women in rap music, that could be another topic we can talk about, but I don't see real feminism. I don't see true women interacting with each other. I see twerking. What is it? The twerking challenge. I see just a bunch of stuff that doesn't represent who and what we are. And I think that maybe this could be, because I think we need to look at it beyond Kendrick Lamar. We need to look at this beyond Drake. Even J. Cole, maybe J. Cole is the most learned person here. Maybe J. Cole is saying, listen, I'm not going to be part of this scam. You know, I'm not going to be part of this publicity stunt to try to sit and bastardize our community as a people. I'm not going to be part of this anymore. And that's what I'm thinking. You know, maybe J. Cole is the one that we need to look up to. Maybe he's elevating himself by removing himself from this stereotype to use our trauma, the trauma that Drake went through, the issues that Kendrick Lamar goes through, to use that trauma and to turn it around and use it as a weapon to talk bad about somebody and make them feel ashamed about what happens to a lot of Black people. You know, I think that is just the epitome of I don't even know what words to say in this moment, because it's really sad to see Black people as the face of something disgusting, mean, gross. And that's not who we are as a people. That is not who we are as a people.
Right.
Well, maybe it might be a sign that, you know, artists need to shift and evolve if the sales are that low. I mean, I know we posted Juicy J was, and I like Juicy J too. I like a little ratch. I like a little ratch. I like a little ratch. But, I like a little ratch. He does produce for like Megan Thee Stallion, other female artists I love as well. So I'm not going to deny I like a little ratch. But anyway, it might be a sign that artists need to constantly shift and evolve and can't rely on the same tactics or even cadence or style. I think a lot of people are coming for Drake. They often call Drake the Thanos of hip hop right now, because regardless of what anyone has to think, has an opinion about Drake, his numbers and his money, which this show is about, Fly Nubian Money, reflects that he has his methods and his strategies work. Each album is kind of a different take geared to a different audience. And he also always aligns himself with what's hot right now. So that's why a lot of people see him out with Sexy Red. But what I think also it might be, this little shooting incident might be something more layered than we think, because someone in the comments said, and I actually looked this up, that The Weeknd's manager also got, like a week ago, shot at his house, and The Weeknd and Drake are affiliated with each other. So that might be something that's linked. It might be like a crew thing or someone making like an attack against that whole camp per se. So it might be a little bit more layered than we think. And that if that's the case, because the weekend has been nothing brought up in this situation, if that is the case, then that would make me believe that maybe Kendrick and his camp has nothing to do with it. But what could also happen is his lack of silence, his lack of saying something about it, he might be, even if he's not associated with it, low-key might be like claiming that.
I just know that I feel like it has to stop. I don't want to see another person hurt, killed, maimed. Can we just get back to the battling with words and then everybody goes home and has a drink together and maybe go to the skating rink after we're done? That show you how old I'm in. I think I'm the oldest one on the panel today. I'm proud to say so. It's all right. But I don't want to see anyone else hurt. This literally put a pit in my stomach when it came out today. I was like, Lord, what's next? You know, I can't. And especially in this world where people have seemed to lose their point of humanity toward one another. You can no longer debate with each other anymore. You can't say that you don't agree with someone anymore without there being a fight or a cancel culture or something that's going on behind that. Remember when you could actually sit down, there were debate teams, okay, that we can have something that we were talking about, but still come to a point of agreement, even though we disagreed. We're not there anymore. There is a either you're right or you're wrong mentality, and it's dangerous.
I agree. I saw one of the comments that was flashed on the screen. Somebody says, stop equating culture with violence. I got to keep it all the way 1,000. There has been a culture of violence that has been created and perpetuated within what we know as rap music and hip hop. We can't deny that, right? Do all hip hop artists engage or condone violence? No, but mainstream hip hop and rap, yes. There is a culture of violence. I mean, this is literally death culture music. We hear this trap music, this music that our kids are listening to. It's literally perpetuating drug abuse, assault in many cases, and extreme acts of violence. And until we're able to look at that truthfully and authentically to dissect the problem, then we're going to continue to get the same thing. What I will say is that these artists know exactly what they're doing and what they're participating in. You know, so if the backdrop is sort of this macho, hyper, aggressive, you know, attitude towards other rappers, you know, and they throw their hat in the ring and they start battling, unfortunately, the violence, that conversation is a part of it, right? So we have to be, again, very truthful and honest with ourselves when we're looking at this thing, when we're dissecting it. So I did see that comment. I wanted to address that. What do you all think?
I want to address a comment too. There's a comment saying post Kendrick's address. Like that's the mentality that keeps escalating. Like here's the thing. I know what your childhood is like. Just based on the way you talk to me, based on the way you interact with people, you know how conflict was handled inside someone's home growing up, based on how they operate as an adult, how they deal with conflict as an adult. It's mimicked to them. They don't even recognize it's an unconscious response to conflict. So you know what people went through in their homes. You know, you know the level of maturity that they saw in terms of conflict or the level of immaturity that people saw. And to post something like retaliatory, you know, post his address, that does nothing but escalate it more. It doesn't end well, you know, and I think that, you know, we need to get into more real dialogue. What's the real problem that Kendrick Lamar has with Drake? What's the real issue that he has with him? And why is it important for him to talk about it? Is it a personal beef between him and Drake? If he doesn't like his music, don't listen to the music. I don't like certain hip hop music. I don't listen to it. I pay attention to the music that I love. I love medicine music. Everybody know me. I love medicine music. I love healing music because that's the type of world I want to live in. You know, this is my world. I'm stepping outside of my world to sit here and have this conversation in a sense where, like, I can't believe this back and forth. And even if you did, let me tell you another thing. Even if you did grow up where you were not shown the proper way to deal with conflict, you can, as an adult, change it. You can do something different in your household to say, you know what I grew up in, I didn't enjoy that. I didn't enjoy escalating fights and arguments, but you know what? I'm gonna make a conscious decision to make things better for my family. You can start, all of us today can start by having real conversations, listening to each other, being compassionate and having, empathy. Empathy doesn't mean agreement with somebody saying, it means putting yourself in that person's shoes and saying, okay, let me try to understand where you're coming from, because clearly it's different from where I'm coming from, or we wouldn't have this conflict. And having those conversations, you can make the change, even though it didn't happen to you when you were growing up.
Honestly, and let's not forget that they were friends. They started off this whole thing together as friends. We just need to make sure that we remember that. So something along the lines before this beef started caused them to riff. And that, I don't know, it could have been a music thing. It could have been, you might have stole my girlfriend. It could have been anything. We don't know what the underlying thing is.
It could have been a misunderstanding. It could be right. Five-minute conversation to say, wait, what did you think was going on? Oh, no, that's not what it is. Let me clear it up. It's okay to ask a question and clear things up so that everybody's on the right focus, you know?
And like you said, Dr. Alicia, it's really easy to read a text. Instead of talking to people, you could read a text. You could be upset that day and read that text in an angry, upset manner when it's not written that way. So it's all about communicating. Can we communicate? Like I said, get back to the words and go home and have dinner. Don't go out and go get guns and shoot.
You know, honestly, I feel like the issue is testosterone. And honestly, I feel like the issue is who getting a big piece of chicken. Like, I think all of this is just really, from the outside looking in, because we do not know behind the scenes, but it's Kendrick really agitating this as far as the public version of the beef. Like, because an original song that was on Drake's album, J. Cole said it was a big three to include all of them. Kendrick is the one who wanted to make it known that, no, I am above you. I am not a part of this big three. And if you look at the history of the beef, he's been the one to really prod, per se. Now, I think that J. Cole was smart to protect his brand, his image. And I think that now, especially since we're on Fly Nubian Money, right? And since that's what we talk about and money aspect, the question I have for you ladies is, from a financial perspective, is it getting too expensive now because people's homes are getting shot up? Because before, yesterday, we was talking about maybe, sales have gone up or merch or any interests around them. But now when it comes to people like almost losing their, could lose their lives and things like that, can hip hop culture afford to even have these beefs anymore? Is beef culture something that we need to let go and die?
As long as people are getting shot, I'm going to still agree with saying no, it's not worth, none of this is worth it. Not even a little bit.
I'm going to say something about manhood, and I think I can say it. Nothing is more childish than taking out a gun to settle an argument. Like, to me, nothing is more childish and anti-manhood than to think that your best response that you can have to a verbal altercation or a verbal communication back and forth is to use your hands in a way that's violent. I do not think that that's who we are as a people originally. Yeah. I mean, we come from a place of abundance. Africa, the continent of Africa is a place of abundance. That is not who and what we are. That is whiteness put on us. It is whiteness. Manhood. This is not manhood. This is when you take to a gun and you think that that's how you're going to settle problems, that's whiteness. Because that's what we were taught from people who invaded us. That is not what manhood is about. And I think that Black men need to get back to real manhood. This is not what manhood is about. And so anytime people think that it's testosterone, no, it was testosterone that let J. Cole make sound decisions by saying, I'm not going to participate in this mess. I have things that I need to do. I'm certain J. Cole has an agenda. He has a goal in his life when it comes to his music and his art. He's saying, you know what? I'm not going to be distracted from my goal that I've set for myself and take myself off what I know I want to do so that I can go and fight with somebody. You're fighting with somebody. You can't even get your own shit done. Excuse my language.
Right. That's true. That's true.
It's that's childish. A child is easily distracted. A grown man is not easily distracted, and they don't have to take to a gun.
That's right.
Absolutely. That's you know, I actually talked to one of my male friends about this, and he said, I smile and laugh, but it's like I'm being serious. He said that most altercations or disagreements or fights between men usually most of the time involves a woman. That's what he said. Most of the times it involves a woman. Now, you know, people's relationships and women were being brought up during this rap beef. So I don't know if I think, you know, there was accusations of somebody sleeping with somebody's wife or a friend.
See, that's insecurity. So. That's childish stuff. That's being insecure. If it's about a woman fighting over a woman, where's your insecurity there? What makes you think that if you're fighting over a woman, then you don't think you're man enough.
But that could be a thing. But Dr. Alicia, I don't know. I've been in the dating pool.
Okay.
Before we switch topics, a quick commercial break. Shout out to everyone who's tuned in. You're watching FlyNubianQueenTV.com. This is our Fly Nubian Money panel. I want you to go over and text the word Queens to 87948, 87948. Let's shout out our sponsor for the show, the Black Business Schools. And over there, they're offering a free AI stock list curated by financial experts to help you navigate the changing landscape of the market. So go make sure you go over and support the Black Business School by texting the word Queens to 87948. And today we're being joined by Dr. Alicia, Miss Lala, and Miss Athena. And we're talking about Drake's bodyguard getting shot. And so now the Queens, I think y'all want to pivot the conversation
full
pivot. But what I'm saying is like, when the discussion of men not feeling secure, and that would be very immature for a man to try to resolve. It's a sign of immaturity for a man to try to resolve an issue about his woman or defending his woman. I think that that is a common issue and insecurity that men have. Like they feel like if anything in regard to their woman, they have to a lot of men would react in like not a positive way, Dr. Early, not a nice, thought out conflict resolution way, more like of like aggression or trying to get back at this person in any possible way. So when I was talking to my male friend about the beef, and he was saying there's a high percentage, this is over, women are involved in this somewhere. I think that, you know, there's credit to say about that. And I do think that what might have started it, which is those things, it has now escalated into bigger things. Like he was also saying a lot of men end up in jail over women and stuff like that. So I think this can also highlight how there's an issue of men trying to defend their masculinity and manhood and defend their women, and how that can often lead to negative consequences.
I think that's really interesting. I'm really careful not to pathologize men. I think a lot of those behaviors, I've definitely seen them, but I've seen them from grown boys or man child. Like a man is secure, mm-hmm. he's mature, and men just don't act like this. And then also I think that when we put you know, these behaviors on all men, it becomes really, really dangerous because that could be a bit of a projection. And then also, in my opinion, feeding into these stereotypes, especially when we're talking about Black men, because they all don't fit that mold. I mean, have y'all seen the brothers in the Nation of Islam? You know, have you seen, you know, brothers who are really, really, really healed and walking in their majesty? Those are actual men, but boys get caught up in this sort of drama, and it does go back to nurturing. It goes into maturity. So, you know, as one who advocates, especially for Black men and Black manhood, true Black masculinity, you know, I'm very, very careful not to pathologize men with boy behavior. So I just wanted to throw that in there. And in terms of how all of this got started, we really don't know. I mean, I haven't listened to all of the history of hip hop and, you know, the whole catalog of Drake or the whole catalog of Kendrick Lamar, but I know what we're looking at right now. Right now, we're looking at a highly, highly emotionally charged, tense situation that has gone viral. You literally have producers who are putting out beats for free and allowing other to join in on the diss tracks with Drake. And so this is, while I don't know the exact impetus of how this situation started, looking at where we are right now, I mean, we get to really talk about hopefully this being de-escalated. And also, I'm concerned about the position that this puts the women and children in a situation, right? What does it say about, you know, how safe are Drake's, you know, is Drake's family? How safe is Kendrick Lamar's family? How many people could potentially get harmed or doxxed, especially
like this bodyguard? Does the bodyguard, I'm certain, has a family, you know?
Yeah.
Like, whoa, what's happening here? There are children and I'm certain women involved in this particular man that was shot. The bodyguard, I don't even know his name, but he is a special person. He's a sentient soul. He deserves not to be harmed in any way. Yeah.
And the first thing they do is they looked right over there. Well, was Drake safe? Someone got hurt here. Yeah. You can't even acknowledge the fact that this man was shot. You go straight over him like he's a nobody when he has family as well. Yes, I know he was a security guard. Yes, I know they say he's a bodyguard. That's part of his job description. He understands it's possible, but don't just walk over somebody else because you think someone else is more important. I don't care if you're the president of the United States. I don't care if you Mustafa. I don't care who you are. Everybody is at the same level of humanity. Now, where you live your life is different, but one life is one life and it's valuable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Amen.
Listen. someone's in the comments that Athena is clearly Team Drake. Team Drake. I mean, I like Drake's songs better because I like a better bop, but I'm for Team Peace.
Like there I you said, go.
I feel like what would be best is what I suggested, which is that everybody go on a tour. Like a battle similar to Versus. And stimulate the economy and everyone can get paid that way. I think that's the best resolution, honestly, but I don't think that's gonna happen. But I really do think, like I was reading the comments and someone said, this is probably between EXO and OVO, the two different camps there, because of these coordinated attacks that are happening between The Weeknd and then Drake. And then also what happened at the store. So it really could be like a deeper industry thing. And as we know, there's a lot of things that happen in hip hop industry that we don't know. I mean, up until a few months ago, I didn't know Diddy was like doing all the things or anything like that. And he's probably happy and relaxing that, like I said, everything is playing out to distract us from what's going on with him. So... Mm-hmm. Yeah,
maybe I think we'll go on tour. I went to the LL Cool J Kumo D tour back in the sixth grade. They had a beat going on. They went on tour. I was there.
But they both went on the same tour, even though they were beefing.
I saw them in concert together at the United Center.
Who was your chaperone, Dr. Alicia?
Nobody chaperoned us. My mom just dropped us off in Chicago. A bunch of Catholic school girls. We got dumped in the middle of Chicago. No chaperones, no nothing.
I think that was when things were like safer. Nowadays,
I have my glasses on, my big round glasses on. But anyway,
that's so funny. That's hilarious because in those days you didn't have to worry. My mother was worried about me going to the press concert. I was not allowed, but still, yeah, I went to the Beastie Boys and it was just as bad. So, you know, it's just, I don't know, things have changed. Things have changed in so many ways in a bad way. And that's where our world seems to be falling apart. We've got to get back to some type of humanity. And I'm like you, Athena, I'm team peace. And I don't care if that makes you feel some kind of way about me. I'm always going to be the first person to say, can we solve this before we get to another level of terribleness? Because that's just not warranted. I don't have to like you. You don't have to be in my circle. We don't have to agree, but I can agree that we could part ways and still say, you stay over there in that corner and I stay over here in this corner. And that's all right.
Okay. You know, I'm very surprised it even escalated to this level, because honestly, I didn't even see Kendrick or Drake as two artists that were really about that street life. Like maybe if it was like 50 Cent who actually got shot before, or maybe if it was like Rick Ross or somebody else, I was like, okay. Yeah, it is kind of off brand. I feel like J. Cole's exit would have been more like on brand, but like, okay, let me just, you know, leave this alone or let's go on tour. But yeah, I was just very surprised, because now it's like, okay, any one of these little rappers can like have this escalate. But what I don't want to see happen is that what happened at least over a year ago, where Takeoff is now no longer here. Like Takeoff, mm-hmm. Prada Neo is no longer here because of stupid, even though there wasn't any particular beef, stupid street culture. I think that when rappers get involved, their beefs, like I said, tend to escalate because that street violent culture that is kind of, whether or not we like it or not, enmeshed with hip hop, and whether or not it's the individuals themselves, their camps, or a fanatic stan or whatever, mm-hmm. it seems to always kind of escalate this way. What I would like to see is, after this situation has happened, one of them, Kendrick, somebody just call the beef off, realizing it's being escalated far enough, and everybody can just peacefully dissipate.
Where's the money in that, Athena? I mean, they don't money in calling off the beef, right? So I think
Then go on tour.
Someone really needs to look at our digital sales or digital downloads really increasing because of this beef. It would be really interesting if someone, I'm sure somebody's looking this up or paying attention to that. I would like to know if digital downloads are up because of this beef. And that's a sad day, because that means that we're just addicted to this drama. You know, it's working. And so no one cares. We could do 100 YouTube videos on here's the formula of the music industry and what's going on in the music industry. The thing is that as long as it still works, we could expose the music industry all we want. But if the digital downloads are still increasing when there's beef, and there's still money to be made, they're not going to change the formula because we call it out. You know, so I think that the biggest thing for us to do is just, why don't we be like J. Cole? Let's just stop participating in it. Let's all just stop and go back to doing whatever we were doing before this industry beef got started. Let's take a page from J. Cole. He has now been the man of the hour, as far as I'm concerned. I dedicate this podcast, I dedicate this YouTube video to the acts of J. Cole. May we all walk in his shoes. May we all become the spirit of J. Cole.
Absolutely. Dr. Lisa, you're asking us to be productive, healthy, functional, adult.
Dr. Alicia's trying to stop being petty. Dr. Alicia's trying to force me to stop being petty and to raise really my vibration. So I accept that invitation, because you know I can do better. Because when this beef started, these Kendrick tracks were dropping, I was like, "Woo, yes." Now I'm like,
"Okay." You're King Kendrick, Jade.
Yes, definitely Team Kendrick all the way. Team Kendrick, y'all control me for that in the comments all day long. I am Team Kendrick. Listen, before we
Yeah, that doesn't take away from his musicality and the fact that he really is a good rapper. Why don't you rap about what you're really mad at? Are you really mad at Drake? Or are you mad at something else? Why don't you call out something bigger? You might be mad at Drake too. Use your anger toward something that's really upsetting in the world. Like, let's come on. Let's all, if we filter our anger, stop projecting our anger on each other.
Yeah.
Really sit down, maybe with a therapist or maybe with some an empathetic ear, and really get in touch with who and what you're really mad at and direct your anger toward that person.
Exactly.
Misplaced anger happens all the time. Yes, we love you, Kendrick. We love everybody, right? And this is all peace, right, Athena? This is all peace.
I motion that Drake and Kendrick reaches out to Dr. Alicia for a free therapy session. She will resolve the beef. She will be able to facilitate peaceful conflict resolution between the two.
I don't know if it should be free, but they should definitely reach out to her.
Right. They got money to pay her.
Dr. Alicia, get the bag. You know
what? That's right. Charge 3 times the normal rate because of all the liability associated with this.
So listen,
mom's the word. Mom's the word on that.
Right. So
would you even do it? Like, let's play this little fantasy out. If they did come to you, Dr. Alicia, would you take them on as clients?
If I did, I wouldn't tell you.
It would be confidential.
You would never know.
It would be confidential. So listen, ladies, our sponsors at the Black Business School, they're offering a free AI stock list. So I want everyone who's in the chat, in the comments, or watching the replay to know that this AI stock list is curated by financial experts to help you navigate the changing landscape of the market. So please text the word Queens to 87948. That's 87948. I know that you all are enjoying this panel right here at flynubianqueentv.com. Make sure you are subscribed and make sure you hit the like button. And please share this broadcast because a lot of jewels were dropped. We're joined today by Dr. Alicia, Sister Athena, and also Sister Lala. So we're really excited to see you all Monday through Friday right here at flynubianqueentv.com for our Fly Nubian Money panels. That's Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. Eastern time. That's Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. Eastern time. Really excited about that. And I want to thank everyone for joining us. So right now, before we bounce one out of here, I'd like to hear final words from the Queens. Any final words on this topic about all the things we discussed, with the Drake's bodyguard getting shot, the hip hop beef, the culture of violence, and also the healing and restoration aspect of it? The floor is yours.
Okay, well, I'll go for it.
Okay,
you're gonna go, Athena. Go okay. Ahead, Athena. I'll go after
you. Okay. I would like to say I hope that I'm team peace. I listened to both Kendrick and Drake. I was listening to Good Kid, Mad City the other day, and I like a Drake bop, but I'm team peace. I think that hopefully we can see that this is escalating. Hopefully a representative or either of them come out and say, you know, we can squash this, and that we're going on a tour because it's a summer of tours for me. So shameless plug on that. I'm hoping for a tour. And I hope that I really do think this is a time in hip hop where we need to facilitate a shift and artists need to become more creative in as far as getting more press and time and information and also promoting themselves. We see artists like Beyonce and, you know, other people doing, switching up genres, trying, experimenting and being successful. I think the rate of sales below hip hop has dropped and because we keep doing the same thing. So I hope that there's a shift from this point forward.
Okay. I like what you have to say, Athena. I think that we are all addicted to drama. And I think that we need to pay attention to why and how we're addicted to, you know, some good drama. I think that we should take this as an opportunity to grow up. We need to look at the example that J. Cole has paved the way for all of us on how to effectively deal with conflict. And a lot of times it's just not to participate in it. You choose to participate in how things escalate. and you choose to deal with it. I love the fact that J. Cole did not think it was beneath him. He was man enough to actually apologize. I even read where he said that he was going to remove his diss track from being distributed. So that is a sign of manhood. So thank you, J. Cole, for setting the tone. We all need to take a page from J. Cole's book and focus on what we need to do in life. Let's move away from some of this drama that we love. So those are my comments. I'm Dr. Alicia. Do you want to know how to get a hold of me? Okay. I'm Dr. Alicia. You can contact me at Coaching with Dr. Alicia, Instagram, at Coaching with Dr. Alicia on Instagram. Those are my words.
Excellent. Well, my final thing is I'm still going to stand firm on what I said. Peace is always going to be my first choice. I've had too much trauma in my own life that I don't want it to spill over into the world and be an example for more trauma to come behind me. And I hope that they feel the same way too. When you come across something like this, or you want to get, it's fun to drink the tea and sip the tea and watch the drama sometimes. But when it gets to this point where people are getting hurt, it's no longer a game. It's no longer something that you should be participating in. And whether you are on Team Drake or Team Kendrick, you all got to understand that people's lives are valuable. And I am Lori Lalak, and you can find me at Realty Goddess, and you can find all of my platforms at bit.ly/LauraKeyInfo. I educate, motivate people with real estate and life journeys.
Thank you. And Athena, can you let us know where to follow you as well?
Hi, everyone. You can follow me at WeWealthWoman and go to my website at www.wewealthwoman.com, where I teach women to be the wealthy goddesses of their life and share financial and wealth information.
Excellent. Woo, y'all. Okay, so I'm going to focus on myself with my closing comments because I learned a lot from you all. I think I was definitely shamelessly getting involved in the drama and enjoying it. Because I found a lot of the things that Drake was saying to be highly problematic. But if I want to be honest with myself and what I know my purpose to be, I know that giving this sort of beef attention only makes it grow. It makes it bigger. It kind of creates this vortex of, excuse my language, a vortex of fuckery, right? That kind of reverberates. And unfortunately, we see that someone, whether directly or indirectly, just around the situation has gotten harmed, and that's not good. So my commitment moving forward is going to be a more balanced perspective and one that advocates for healing and restoration and also conflict resolution, as Dr. Alicia is advocating for us to do. I'm like, yeah, I can't listen to Dr. Alicia drop her her expertise, right, as a mental health expert and still go out and condone and support the bad behavior. So I'm going to do better. I'm definitely going to do better and just really think about what is so attractive to me about this sort of drama. And what does that say about what my internal dialogue? So this has been a great conversation because, yeah, we're talking about Drake. We're talking about the industry and Kendrick Lamar. But for me, I started to think about it a bit more introspectively. So I really, really did enjoy this conversation. Enjoyed everyone and thank everyone for tuning in, as well as all the queens on the panel. I'm Jade Harrell, a.k.a. Linus Crowned. I am an organizer, educator, and anti-racism coach. And you can follow me at Linus Crowned on social media platforms. You can also go over to my website to check out my work at highblackesteem.com. That's highblackesteem.com. And with that said, thank you all so much for joining us. We will continue to see you Monday through Friday right here at flynubianqueentv.com. At 1 p.m. Eastern time. And we hope that you stay empowered and inspired to take charge of your financial future. Thank you for watching, and we'll see you soon. Later.